wanted to throw it out there that 375 is actually over on the Crossroad Tower. None of our equipment's over, and we don't have any more equipment on that Stutz Tower anymore. You don't have to do any registration for D-Star to work. It's supposed to just work. However, in my experience, it's never just worked. I played with D-Star for about 2 months, and then I got sick of it because the programming for it is quite ridiculously complicated. Especially if you don't have the software, it straight up makes no sense. If you're trying to do it in the radio, it makes no sense at all. I didn't have software for mine, and so I just never used the D-Star on it. If you put in, I think if you just put it in call one, if you just put CQ, 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 I think it should just work. Or talk on whatever reflector it's currently connected to, and I don't even remember what it's connected to. It might be 24 alpha, I have no idea. REF 24 alpha is what it's connected to, and I haven't heard a peep on D-Star up there in quite a while. So, we're talking about bringing the analog back on that machine. It's just, we gotta do quite a bit of infrastructure overhaul for that to happen. That's all I wanted to put in there. NHUH.